just kind of wanted to have a chit chat with you. You got a minute? Go ahead and give me a call back. Reach me directly at my desk at 858-2996.
Hello.
Hey, Glenda. Sorry, I forgot to ask. So those daily payments. How long's the term for this one?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. It's like so many days, like 168 days or something like that.
Okay, I'll mark that down.
I don't have that in front of me. Yeah, I don't really know for sure, Nico, exactly what that was.
Yeah, not a problem.
And what's left of that.
and what's left of that? Okay, when did you start that? Was that just this?
Yeah. Whatever you're seeing on that, it's August 1st, I think, was the very first payment.
Okay, August 1st. I think I can just do some easy calculations and just kind of do it out. And you guys are paying that only for the 5 days of the week, right, rather than
That's
seven?
That's correct.
Okay,
That's
so it'll
correct.
Only be 21 business days throughout the month for 168 days. So I can just do 168 times whatever it is. I'll figure that out. But if you do get that number, I don't know if you're going to be back, if you have that like on hand and you just want to email that to me, that'll help out a lot with this process.
Yeah, I don't know. I cannot get that until I'm in the office, and that would not be until tomorrow.
Okay, not a problem. I'll submit the file and everything to the underwriting and let them know. I'll just mark it down here, and then tomorrow morning when you get in, just email it to me.
Okay, because that is basically what you're telling them. That's what I want to get rid of, is those two payments right
yes,
there.
Yes, 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 exactly. Exactly.
With a little bit, with the rest of the additional capital going back into the business to cover
exactly.
some of the funds we've put
yep.
out on the building. Yes.
Yep, that's exactly how I have it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, and then even in those bank statements, I think if they'll see, I don't know if they'll see it or not, but that's also where we just moved into that building, $9,000 a month. Well, I think that would not be on those statements that we paid for rent.
If
we were already in the building by then.
Yeah, I don't see $9,000 in August.
Yep, I think we moved in June.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. That's fine. I know you had already put the documents down for the mortgage at $2,000, right?
Yeah, that's on the just on the property where we're at now.
Right.
But like any statement prior to June,
mm-hmm.
we were paying rent of $9,000 a month to someone for a building that we were leasing.
Okay. All right. I'll take note of that too. I think I wrote that down here.
Okay. Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, sounds good. All right, appreciate that. And just get that information to me in the morning, because I know when these guys get in, they'll like take a look at it, kind of go over it and everything. But if I can update the file kind of when they're doing that as well to let them know, and then that'll be fine.
Okay.
And if you can do it for both.
Did you have to contact OnDeck today or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah,
okay.
we didn't need to let them know. But did you happen to have, do you know if you have those documents on hand?
What's that?
Like the loan agreement that you have with OnDeck.
I would have it at the office possibly.
Okay. So tomorrow morning.
Or I can get online even and print out what exactly it is you need. I can go in there and see exactly what it is you
want. It's just terms. So, even with Pearl, if you're able to open up the account with Pearl or whoever you went through, and you just have the terms, that's all I need, so that our underwriting, the terms,
okay.
like the payments, how much you're paying daily, how much you're trying to pay back total, and what's left in the balance. Those are the things that I'll need just to solidify this portion, because for us over here on our end, it's important to see, what's left, how much is left, what you're paying, so that we can get you the best possible answer.
Because you're also going off, again, if I'm correct on this, Nico, you take the total of my annual income last year, which is 2.7 something. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what you'd say. It was 2.58, something like that. 2.758, something like that.
2.75. I think you got my return there. And
you
guys do a percentage of that?
The way that we operate is it's based off of opening up. Sorry, it's a little loud here. We're kind of getting a little hectic. Yeah, what we do is we take the net sales from the previous year, and we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of those net sales as unsecured cash so that you can use. So with you, I think we were playing around with numbers. 10% of 2.7 is obviously 270,000. And then 15%, let me run some numbers real quick. 15% is going to be around 405,000. So that's going to be the range that we're going to be able to try and get you qualified for. So the most is going to be $405,000, but obviously, there's going to be some factors that play into it, things like that, but it'll be a large amount that we're going to get you qualified for.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you're just trying to pay off these loans, so it's just packaged into one loan, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the craziness that comes and the hecticness that comes with it. Okay, cool.
Yes, yes.
So perfect. All right. Perfect. So tomorrow morning, first thing that you're gonna do when you get into the office is, or if you can even do it now at home, you know, just log into whatever you need to. But just shoot me those documents, and I will attach it here to my file so that they know, so that our underwriting department knows. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I don't think I can for the second one, but the first one on deck, I might be able to get under there because I don't have a website for the other one, but I do on deck, so I'll see what I can't find out for you this evening.
Okay, perfect, and then I will update everything here on my end, all right?
Sounds great, and I will talk to you tomorrow then.
All right, Glenda, you take care now. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Of course. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.